Okay, we're on page Tav Shin Lamed Gimel in our edition. We're closing in on the end of Perek Nun in the Tanya. We're in the commentary on the fifth line. We've explained this idea of this burning love where the person wants to just leave his whole reality, escape this world, to come to Hashem's world, as it were. And it is a stronger love, but it has to always bring us back. Remember, the whole point of loving Hashem is that we will do His mitzvahs and learn His Torah with love. So now the commentary is going to explain like how the Tanya is going to come around to that now. Umiyati Yavar, now we have to explain, Dinei Tachlis Kol Inyun Ahava, the whole point of loving Hashem, so it's in order to put life into the Torah and the mitzvahs that you do, that they're done with love. Vava Atzma, love itself, Eina Tachlis, is not the goal. Love is not the goal. Love is the, call it the spice, call it the, it's the context in which Torah and Mitzvah is meant to be done. Very important. Look at footnote Yud, gives a beautiful, goes further with this analogy we've been running with this chapter. Well, again, therefore, at the bottom of the footnote, Gam ke nikreim ha'ava v'yira, love and fear, they are alluded to in Kesev and Zov, gold and silver. Kesev, who bechinas chesed, is the aspect of chesed, ava, which is love. Zav bechinas gvura, yira, zav gold, is gvura and yira. Uperek zemavur, and this chapter explains, sheba ava asma, yesh bechina gvuras. We also explained this, there is a type of love that's a gvura, that's called gold. Now, look at the point. Now, would you like to have a lot of gold and silver? You want to have a lot of money? Yeah, but kikamosha kesev azav atzum ein machel. But gold and silver are not food. Gold and silver itself cannot make your life any better, per se. Varak sha'al yodam, through them, yochol ahazig mazon v'shar zavadah, you can buy food and other things. Kach Ha Ava Ve Yira, I believe. So it is Ava and Yira. I believe that's what it's standing for. Ahava Ve Yira Shemayim, whatever. Einam Tachas Milasov. It's not a goal in and of themselves. El Shayyarim, but through them, Efshe Lahazik HaMazon Rechona, you can achieve your spiritual sustenance. Shua Torah Mitzvahs, that's Torah Mitzvahs. Shu Kidaboy, that's done properly. Via Bem Chias, and there's life in them. So very important. So this is certainly true about Hashem. It's certainly true about our relationships. You know, we're supposed to love Jews. You're supposed to love your spouse, love your family. Love is not the goal. It will enhance the way you do what you do within the context of the relationships. It's like you take out the garbage with love. You pick up the cleaning with love. You cook the food with love. Right, you do a chesed for somebody with love. Then the chesed is a chesed. Then you know, the things you do within the relationship are brought out. It puts life into it. That's all there is to it. But love alone, just loving someone, I love you, dear, but I don't do anything for you. You know, that's not worth anything. So that's the point he's saying. So based on this, back upstairs, Im Kain, Sark Love, you got to understand, Eich Ba. How do we come to fulfilling Torah and doing mitzvahs with this love? Why? What's the question? To be Shlema, that's good and well. The previous loves, that was the aspect of kindness. Shaharim Ohoev Omed Lamata, the person who's loving Hashem stands below. And his entire desire issue has Galus Alokas Lamata, that Hashem should be revealed below. Besoch mitzvah, so within his reality down on planet Earth. And how do you do that? How do you bring? You love Hashem. Oh, I want Hashem to come down here. And how do you bring Hashem down here? And that's the whole point. Hareza Nasa determines by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. That is how you bring Hashem into your world. So that love is clearly understood. That's what brings you to doing it. Which is not the case here. Hare Mavukashol, the desired goal of this type of love is Lotseis Mitzioso, because sometimes you want to leave your reality with the expiration of your soul. Vavakazu, and that type of love, ain't a sheyechas l'kema Torah mitzvahs b'guf v'gashmi. It has nothing to do with learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. That's physical. That's down here. There's no Torah up there. Not the kind we know. Shekazeh ain't a rosa gold. That he doesn't want at all. So how do you get to doing mitzvahs and learning Torah? What is this love worth? The Avar Rabbein and Rebbe will explain. The truth is that Torah mitzvahs that come out of this type of love will not come directly out of this love. El Rabbe will be the opposite. Mitznu hafchis, from an opposite movement. Shikasher ba lechalos hanefesh, when the person comes to the expiration of his soul. I believe we mentioned that last week. You get the aspect of ratzo. You're running away. When you are in that runaway state, ma'orer ba'atzma, it arouses within the person, b'china shov, you'll see, he's going to explain it, that a desire to even come back. La'atzoratzma, to hold himself back, shol teitzei nafsho, that he shouldn't die, v'lo shival guf, and he has to return to his body. We'll see how that is. He's not explaining yet, but that's going to happen. V'nimsa comes out, Shabemus, the truth is, Eina Doma Hashekha Shalava Shabchinas Chesed, Ala Torah Mitzvah Shekha Shalava Shabchinas Versal Torah Mitzvah. We cannot compare how you relate to the love of the aspect of Chesed to Torah Mitzvah as the love of Gvura as it relates to Torah Mitzvah. Why? Kiava Shabchinas Chesed, the love that comes out of kindness, he atzma, that itself, by definition, mechayeves, that obligates umaoreres and arouses us in yinkim and termitzos, directly wants you to termitzos. I love Hashem, I want Hashem to come to be with me in this world, and the only way I can do this is by doing Torah and mitzvahs. Well, that's the automatic response. That's how you bring Hashem's divinity into you. You know, the guy wants the girl to come over. Right? So what does he do? He loves her. So what's he going to do? He's going to say, listen, come on over and I have a special meal prepared for you. Right? I've got chocolates. I got all kinds of goodies in my house. So come on over. So we tell Hashem, I got goodies. I'm learning Torah. I'm doing mitzvahs. Come on over. That's the whole point. There's no other way to have that. That's what the love is trying to accomplish.
Isn't that the point of mitzvahs, though?
To love to bring Hashem. No, the point is to get close to Hashem, but you don't do that. It has to be with love. You have to want to be close to Hashem. You have to love being close to Hashem. And by loving Him, when Hashem says, well, the only way I can come close to you is if you learn Torah and do mitzvah, says, okay, I'm going to do it. But the love that comes from Gevura, the arousal Torah mitzvahs, who mitnu as Hashov, it comes from the return. After the running away, that was with this love, as which needs to be further explained. Now we go into the Tanya. Hine, Seder Havoda be'esek haTorah mitzvahs hanimshach b'chinas ava hazazu, the order of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs that comes out of this strong love, hu b'chinas shov levad, that only comes when you get to the aspect of shov, of return. As it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, a cryptic verse that the Tanya will further explain. Vimrotz libcho, and if your heart runs, shuv lachad, return to one. Perush. Vimrotz libcho, what does it mean if your heart runs? Next page. He, shukas hanefesh, it's the yearning of the soul. Shebelev bechalali meni, that's in the right ventricle. When it becomes very strong, umislahevis, and becomes inflamed, umislahetas, another word of inflamed, bimomo, very much, at kalosa nefesh, until your soul feels like expiring, mamish, lishtapech, to pour out, elchekavia, to your father's lap, chaye chayim, baruch Hashem, baruch Hu, the one that's the sustainer of all life, a lot says you want to leave, imasras beguf, from the chains of the body, agufani, vagashmi, Lidav kabo isbrach, you want to connect to Hashem? When you got that fire, mamish, I want to leave this world, I want to just be in your arms in Shemayim Hashem. Ozai then, Zos, Yoshiv Alipo, he has to bring back to his heart, Maimar Chazal, famous statement, Pirkei Avos. Al korcha tochai, against your will, you're alive. What does that mean? What it means, against your will, you're alive. It doesn't only mean you're born against your will. But beguf hazel achioso, you got to stay in that body to keep it alive.
To be back here.
You can't run away and just die. Kedelaham shechaim al yonim, you have to continue supernal life. From the life of our lives down here. Hashem wants you to live down here because Hashem wants the dira shebatachtonim. Hashem wants to be down here. Lios dira betachtonim la'achduso yisparach, to the unity of Hashem bebechinas gilui, in the aspect of revelation as we have discussed. Commentary. Lots of commentary. Biyosa b'matzav na'lekazesh shel ratzo, when you're on a very high level of ratzo, you run away. Harehu makayim, now you fulfill shuv le'echod, returning to one. Da'afal b'shiratzon olotzes megufim, they want to leave the body, become osil nol, arkoch, against your will, tzarech lios beguf le'echos, you got to be in the body to keep it alive. But Thomas, the reason is, k'dei laham shichayim al yonim ha'kodesh baruch hu, lamata ayidei Torah, in order to draw down supernal life from Hashem, below here, there, through the Torah. And thereby, dafka nishlamemes kavonas habria. Now you have perfected the intention of the creation. Lios dir b'tachon, that Hashem wants to reside down here. Shetia achdus yisparach ba'olam b'b'chinus gil. Hashem wants a unity in this world in a revealed way, as was explained in chapter 36, that is the point of all the creation of the world. Right? So, and we want that, although Hashem is one totally, but we want that to be revealed. Vizel, and this is what it means, shuv le'echad, or shuv le'echad, return to one. In yonah, the concept is shal achtos Hashem, the unity of Hashem, einu mispates, is not expressed, adei she'emov, that they aren't in the world. You go, well, Hashem is one when I'm not in the world. No, a lot of the opposite, kishyesh olam, when there is a world, v'olam asbo nasa kli lakos, and the world becomes a vessel for divinity, that's when Hashem is one. As is explained in Chassidus, Shulchan Ksiv, it says Hashem Echad. Why is Hashem Shmeres Hashem Echad and Hashem Echad? Why don't you say, V'lo, it doesn't say Hashem Yachid, which means unique. The Luchor, Arei Loshen Yachid, Mevata Yoser, Achduso, Meloshen Echad. The word Yachid would be a better expression of Hashem's unity than the number one. Why? Kiecha, the number one, is part of a sequence. It could be like one out of two, out of three. But for Yachid, singular, Hainu Shuhu, it's him, Ve'im Bil is nothing else. Ki Yachid, what would Yachid mean? He's the Yachid. Let's say he's like the unique one, the exceptional one. It means he's the only one. Moira Sha'olam Einim Skol, that there's nothing there, the world's nothing. Vachidush, what's the insight to Echaru of one? Shafi Shiesh Namalam, it seems there's a whole bunch of worlds, Mikomakam, Haim, Miyuchadim Bo Yisbrach. They are designated to him. Kvisha Mevi Abesh Yosef Shem Asmad, what the Abesh Yosef says, Sheosios Echor Aleph Ches Dalad, Romzim, what does it hint to when you say the Shema? Okay, you have the Ches, the eight, Lazayin and Rakim, the seven firmaments, Varts and the earth, Vidalad Ruchasom, the four corners of the world, and the Echor is the one Hashem. Right, Hashem is found in all these places. So, kulam betem, but they're all nullified. Hashem, they're all uniquely part of Hashem. Aluf Shalolam, the chief of the world. So that's the idea of the echad.
One at eight rakim.
No, seven rakim plus the earth. That's how you get eight. That's how you get eight. You got yad ches is eight. What's eight? Seven rakim and one planet Earth. One planet Earth. And the four corners is the Dal. B'chalos ha-nefesh, when the person expires, ein etzlein in dechad, he doesn't have the aspect of the one. Kiyotze megufom, he leaves the world. V'zeh b'chines yachid, that's singular. G'dei legalos arvus echad, to reveal the one, meaning the idea of oneness is that everything you see is all incorporated in Hashem. That's the echad. So that has to be, there's got to be something else to be incorporated. That's when you do Torah mitzvahs in a physical body down here. So they say, Pauline, we activate. She's galab olam achdusa. We show the revelations Hashem oneness, which means wherever you look, if every Jew did what he's supposed to do, wherever you looked, you'd see divinity. It's just one clump of divinity over the entire planet. That's the echad we're looking for. Not that, oh, Hashem's a unique God. There's nothing else. He's all by himself. Yachid means he's all by himself. There's nothing else, period. No, we want everything else to be there as it reveals Hashem within them. That's the echod. And that only comes when you come back. We're in the last paragraph, right? B'chalos ha-nefesh. Vizel, that's what it means. Imratz libcha. If your heart is running away, shuv lachad, turn to the one. Vashuv lachar, go back. Elohim to the world. V'legalos bun to reveal. Esachtus yivrach, the unity of Hashem. Adikim ha-ter mislamata. Through doing ter mitzvahs. That's the point. You love Hashem so much, and you get out there, okay, but can't leave it there. Next page, we'll see a little more has to be explained. We're on page Tav Shin Lamed Hey. The Yosef Aryeh now adds on to explain. Don't think that when we say revealing Hashem's oneness below, that it's a lower level in revealing His unity. No, we don't say that. Ukumosha kasa bazar kodesh, as it says in the Zohar, says the Tanya. Lemahave echad be'echad, to make it one in one. Pirish shayochid hanelam, the one, shayichud hanelam, the uniqueness that's hidden, yeba bechinas almad isgala, should be in an aspect of revealed in the world. Commentary. Yeshna bechinas shal achtus, kivishi b'madrigas al yonos v'nelomus benton. There are aspects of Hashem's unity that are higher levels that are hidden from us. And there's levels of unity that are revealed on the lower levels in this world. And they ask to be one in the one. Who? What does that mean? We should draw forth the one that's in the hidden levels. Begilu should be revealed. In the oneness below. Will be revealed that uniqueness that is hidden is now revealed in the world. That's what it means when we say you should be a dwelling place. Hashem needs a dwelling place below. Lachdus is for His oneness, but bechinas gili in a revealed way. It's not a lower level of unity. It's the hiddenness of the oneness of Hashem in a revealed way. That's all. Shakasim says the Tanya. That's what we say. Lechad dodi. Friday night. Anin commentary. We're saying now you're alive against your will. Why? To draw down divinity below. That's why you're alive. Alzerim. Wherefore we say lechad dodi likras kala. Go, my beloved, towards the bride. Kala means bride, but also pirish. Kalus hanefesh, expiry of soul. Chila means to expire. Kasher ba lechalasam, when you come to expiration of soul, hinavoda, so what's our job? Lechadodi. Go to my beloved. Lahanik kivyachal esakashbro, as it were, to lead Hashem. Dodi, my beloved. So to bring down His godliness from above to below. In other words, when you are experiencing a chalos hanefesh, expiration of soul, then go and bring my beloved, which is Hashem, and bring Him back and reveal Him in this world. And that's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is the time to reveal Hashem in the world. That's the Neshama Yisera. To reveal that part, the hiddenness of Hashem, should be very revealed. And on certain levels, it does happen. All of a sudden, you stop working. Why are you not working? Because I don't have to work. Hashem's taking care of everything. So that's one aspect, but it's much, much deeper levels. And that's what the Chazal say. Against your will, you're alive. Against your will, you die. And whatever it is, that's His will. The commentary expands on this. The Mishnah Issa, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says the following. Against your will, you're alive. Against your will, you die. Churkash is a question. In the beginning, it appears, it seems that, what do you want? You want to leave the body, but you have to live against your will. Okay. But the second part, it says, you want to live, you die against your will. Well, I'm not exactly sure what the question, I guess if you want to
There's a contradiction there, sort of.
I don't really see the guy. It says you want to leave, right? Well, I guess what's going on? Do you want to die or do you want to live? That's the problem. You want to leave? No, you got to be alive. No, but now I want to live. No, you got to die. So which one do you want? Well, Vimash is very level. Now, we said it's understood. Kibarish in the beginning, Midaber Kishol, I mean, Matzah Shol Ratzol. You're in a level of Ratzol. When you're Ratzol, you want to get out and be dead. Al Zomer, Al Kor Lechai. You got to be alive, which means, get back there. Got to stay alive. Kidei Lamalei Kavona Sabri Eliyosu Dir Betachotin, to fulfill God's will, there should be a domicile below. You got to mamish work on yourself. Shiachai, to be alive. Lios lo tanug v'chiyus b'mili hakavona. You should have pleasure and delight and life from fulfilling that desire of the dir b'tachtonim, to have a dwelling place below. V'yachafetz b'chaim, and want to live v'lo b'al korcha, and it should no longer be against your will. Yes, you wanted to leave. No, you got to go back. But once you're here, you got to really want it. Because you want Hashem to be revealed in the greatest way down here. Well, Lachas Shapol Ben Avshin said, once you do that and you accomplish the Shov, Tzarech Lachzor L'Ara Ben Avsho Inar Ratzol. You got to now want another Ratzol. You got to always want to get there. Dav Shuchav said, even though you want to live, Hineh Bokorcha Tomeis, you got to die. I close on it to expire. In other words, he's saying, this is the Yesod of Ratzol V'Shov. A person should want to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to leave this world. You want to do that, but Baal Korach HaTachai, you got to be alive. Get back there. But don't just stay here always, because you need a recharge. Al Korach HaTameis mean to say, what? Now go out again. For that moment, like for example, you know, Chumash says, Chazal say, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim ela mimi shemei misatz v'leim. The words of Torah do not maintain themselves except one who kills himself for Torah. Now you understand what it means. Obviously, you're going to make great efforts to learn Torah, but when you learn Torah, you got to be out of this world. You can't have your cell phone and looking for what's going on every minute. You got to be in another world. When you daven, davening's the time of Ratzol. That's what we explain many times in Nefesh HaChaim. You have to strip your soul off of your body, off of your soul, and leave. You need to recharge. So Baal Korcha Atochai, that when you finish davening, you got to come back. You got to live here. And then, it can really kind of come from, no, get out. Go. Al Korcha Tameis. Meis means temporarily. Temporarily, you die. Die means you're not part of this world. And that's the Ratzol. That's what he's saying. Right?
The Shabbos does the same thing. The Shabbos, we kind of leave. Well, yeah, then come back.
Sort of, although we do eat food and all that kind of stuff. It's a little bit of both. Umasha tzarech lama tamei v'retz hasho. So it comes out, you always got to be going back and forth. In other words, it seems, and that's what the brackets is asking. Since the main goal is to be back here, that Hashem should have a dwelling here, so why should he arouse wanting to get out? Why do we have to ratzol at all if he can tell me to come back? Why? Even though, yes, the goal of the world is that the soul should be down here and there should be a receptacle for God's divine presence. That's amazing for your term. It says, however, mikol makom, harei bishvuzo. But in order to want to be doing that, in order to be the kli, and not go to Las Vegas and blow all your money and do all kinds of errors, right? Bishvuzo, tzorach, you need Shinyani Holam, that these ideas, that the things in this world, lo yitavso makamavso, should have no place. To be a receptacle, you got to look at all this world here and say, this is garnished. Like Rabbi Danasi, he lifted up his 10 fingers, although he had all the wealth in the world, said, I didn't use anything except for you, Hashem. If you take this world too seriously, you can't be a domicile for Hashem. You could be a domicile for Hashem. You realize this world is absolutely nothing. Now, how are you going to know this world is absolutely nothing if you're stuck in this world? And the more you're in this world, the more you think it's something. Adrab, the opposite. If you but you have to. The only way you could be a dira is you got to really feel afflicted that you're in this world, in a physical body. This is not, you know, this is not my fun place. Vayidei Hergish said, by feeling this, Sherot Zalos, that you want to leave, because this isn't, you know, if you think this is it, then you're going to get controlled by it. And then you're not interested in inviting Hashem into the it that you're involved in. If you say, this is not it, this is garnished. But Hashem says, I got to be here. Okay, so Hashem, come on here. It's the only way I'm going to enjoy being down here. But I got to be here because that's what Hashem wants. That's the way. That's the only way you can make a domicile below. But if you don't run away, and you run away, oh, this was so much fun being out of this world with. Hashem says, oh, no, you got to go back. Oh, I don't want to go back. You got to go back. Okay, I'll go back. Now, the only part that's going to interest me is Torah mitzvahs. Nothing else is going to interest me. So come on in with me, Hashem. If you don't have that ratzo, harei olam tov, then you think the world is good. If you don't leave this world and enjoy being up with Hashem, then you're going to think this world is good. Who wrote, says, I like this world. No. V'dafka achar ratzo, only after you leave the world, harei hashov lolam, when you return to the world, I'm only doing it to be a domicile below. And that is the aspect of Shabbos. You're right. There is a tremendous aspect of Ratzo on Shabbos. But the whole purpose is for you to shove after Shabbos. To only be, I don't really want to come back. See, that's again why. So who's rushing to end the Shabbos? Who's delaying bringing in the Shabbos? If you're rushing to finish a Shabbos, that means, no, I really like this world. I don't like being with Hashem. So no, if you say, okay, do I have to come back? Really have to come back? Yeah, you got to come back. Okay, I'll do it, but reluctantly, can I maybe keep Shabbos another hour? Yeah, keep Shabbos another hour. The more you know what Shabbos is, the less you're going to take this world seriously. That's the idea. And even afterwards, hine b'meshech hazman, over time, though, okay, now you've been in the world for a little while, although you're liable, l'himoshech, I want to follow and be drawn after the world of this world. You're going to forget what the purpose of the shov was. Therefore, you got to again go out. You got to keep doing it, because you're going to lose. You're going to wear off. You have to know that it's not good in this world. It's like nothing. And then, again, arouse yourself. But you got to be alive, so go back. It becomes a virtuous circle. Back and forth. Comes out. This mimer, beautiful. Is not just. Here's the point. What's the point of the Mishnah? Just to tell me a fact. You're born against will, you're going to die against will. So, okay. So, and therefore, what do I do with that? So now he's telling you it's not. No, this is a constant avodas Hashem. You know, I know how much you want to be out of this world and connect to Hashem, but you got to go back. But you can't stay here too long. You got to die from this world a little bit, and that becomes a virtuous circle, and you go higher and higher. Every time when you come back, you're coming back a different person, a holier person. You make a nicer domicile for Hashem. That's really what every Shabbos should do. Every Shabbos should be real. So I'm out of this world. I'm out of this world. Okay, even though I'm out of this world, I still have to eat and stuff like that, but it's not the same. I'm out of this world. I don't want to know what's going on in the world. I don't know what you know, my business. I'm just not part of it. And then Hashem says, that's good. Okay, you had a day away, but now I want you to go back. Now with the understanding that you have, and you don't take the world too seriously, okay, now go back into the world. Tiny concludes, K'mosh Kosov, I think, or Medrash Agod, I'm not sure. Barichus al Mishnah Zu. Probably what I wrote in extent of this Mishnah, al Korchatochai, Bezos Chai HaChayim Baruch Hashem, with the help of the one who gives life, Baruch Hashem. Kidei commentary. Kidei Lifal Vatsu, to activate within yourself this idea of al Korchatochai, Tzarech le'ezer v'siyua b'myuchad me'Hashem echelm. You need Hashem siyata d'shmaya. That's what he's saying. It only comes b'ezras Hashem. Kishonek b'bechinas ratzo, because when you're in the position of ratzo leaving, Hariyo rotzo b'ezras l'asiko, if you really want to leave. V'kosha ma'od la'atzor b'as, it's very hard to hold yourself back l'shomat and stay below. You need Hashem to help you to stay below. Ukavisha Mesupra Kama Tzadikim, like we know by many Tzadikim, Shahi Etzam Kalas Nemesham, they mamish died. They went out and then come back. V'chein, Benodim V'raviu. Shnemar Lehem, Bekir V'asom L'fnei Hashem V'yimus, they came close to Hashem and they died. Before Shara Chaim Kaddish explained, Shahi Etzam Ratzo B'li Shov. They had a Ratzo, but without a Shov. They went and didn't come back. V'zeh Bekir V'asom L'fnei Hashem, they came close to Hashem V'yimus and they died. So Utsra Asim and Kiv, they didn't hold themselves back from that closeness. On their level, not on our level. Nikar Darvich, then it's a sin. It's a sin, why? Because he should have stayed. Kishlemus Avodo, who the real complete service is, La'atzor, to hold back, V'lifo Ba'asim Shuv, and to activate the Shov. U'zetzorach Siyua Miyuchad Me'achai Chaim Baruch Hu, and you need a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya for that to happen. Okay, let's look at footnote Ches. We were constantly doing this virtuous circle. He explains in many places, Sharatz of Hashov, Bechol Pam, every time you do a circuit of Ratz of Hashov, it's on a higher level of the Ratz of Hashov that was beforehand. It's a service of elevation after elevation after elevation. Okay, one last footnote, Yud Aleph, on the left side. Muvur out, he explains more, I guess, the Tanya and the other place. Shadavar Tali, this all depends, but Ace Ofen Ratzo, how's the Ratzo going? Why and how are you running away? Kasha Ratzo means that Ritzo no. If the Ratzo is from his will, what does that mean? Shameyachar Shahis Bone, and after he reflects, Ech Kulo Kame Kolo Chashiv, like that nothing in this world is compared, there's nothing really exists outside of Hashem. Now, you're going to come to a love and a ratzo. But you could go and not come back. The ratzo is, I'm accepting the yoke of heaven. That's what Hashem wants. Even though the desire to leave is to expiration. The reason you do it is to nullify yourself to Hashem. You're going to hold yourself back. You're going to hold yourself back and to draw yourself back into the body to fulfill Hashem. In other words, are you leaving this world because you hate this world? Or are you leaving this world because Hashem wants you to leave and He wants you to come back? Mm-hmm. Are you buying a round trip ticket or one way? The guy himself says, listen, the whole world's nothing. What am I wasting my time? Let me just connect, Hashem, and be finished. No. You just say, Hashem wants you to take a two-way ticket. To go there, only because Hashem wants you to taste what's better and to realize how worthless is it, and then come back to a worthless world. Now, really, if you really know this world is worthless, then why do you want to live anymore? Such a waste. I said, no. Olam Haba is so much better. No, not yet. Not yet. I want to be down there with you here. So it depends how you leave. Now, famous Gemara Chagiga. Arba, Nichnas, the part is four, went into the orchard, the famous thing. Rabbi Kiva, Nichnas, Bishom, Vizlam. Rabbi Kiva entered the orchard in peace and left in peace. What's the difference in Rabbi Kiva? What was the difference? He racked wife and he had see. It was only the way that he went.
It's prior intention.
Now, it's interesting. What do you mean? Shehem lo yatsu v'shom. They didn't leave in peace. Vu yatsu v'shom. He left in peace. So it should have said, Rabbi Akiva went out of the parties in peace. Because they all went in. Why does it say he went in peace? Isn't that a good question? They all went in peace. They just didn't all come out in peace. Helene, but the concept is, ki mashem lo yatsu v'shom. Why did they not leave in peace? Because they didn't enter in peace. Mm-hmm. They went for different reasons. Ben Azai Shehetzis, he looked a little too much, Ben Azai, Ben Nifka, and he got hurt. Ubechinas Ratzo B'lishov, is running away but without returning. Zelefi Waisha Ratzo, so because his Ratzo, Misad Ritzono, was because his desire, Regashoso Echkulu Kamekulov, he felt he was nothing. V'onichzo, they didn't enter in peace. Rabbi Kiva Nichlishom, he went in peace, mean to say, Lomitzada Hergish to God, those things, not because he felt that Hashem was so amazingly infinite, he wanted to be part of that. I mean, it's had a beetle, the old machshon, he nullified himself to accept the yoke of Hashem. Uchen Yosef Shalom, therefore, is able to leave there in peace. Wow. Unbelievable. So, again, you know, we don't go into Shabbos to get out of the world because we hate the world. We don't have nothing to do with the world. And I don't want to ever get out of Shabbos. You've got to leave because Hashem wants you to leave, because he wants you to come back stronger. And only if you're doing for that, then you're going to be able to accomplish it. So this is this incredible love that you're just totally exploding to want to be close to Hashem, but then we've got to get ourselves back. And next chapter, he's going to finally come to the reason why I wrote the whole Sefer, to explain Ki Korav Alecha Davar Mod. That's what we started. He's going to come back. We only have 3 chapters to go. Okay, Shkayach.
Right.
Real